This article is from the Northwest Herald. Teen testifies that abuse allegations led to spankings. A Richmond teen on Tuesday testified that her pastor beat her for accusing her stepfather of sexual abuse and then told her not to tell police about being spanked. On a good week, she said, she was hit by Daryl P. Bujak on her buttocks and lower back 15 times with a piece of molding. On a bad week, she said, she counted 25. The trial for Bujak, who was a pastor at First Missionary Church in Elgin, began Tuesday. He is charged with 2 counts of battery and 1 count of failure to report a suspected sexual assault. Prosecutors allege that Bujak would beat the now 16-year-old girl every Wednesday before church services for 2 months in early 2005, giving her raised red marks and bruises. But Bujak's attorney, Ross Bartolotta, said it was corporal punishment agreed on by her mother and stepfather, and this aside from Jerry, the stepfather was the one who sexually molested her, and allowed under Illinois law. The girl's mother, and this aside from Jerry, the woman who married the man who sexually molested her, Brenda Eichelberg, and her stepfather, Matthew Resch, had brought her to Bujak because they said she was lying about the sexual assault allegations. Resch eventually was charged in McHenry County with assaulting the girl. She made some vague allegations that were not believed even by her mother, Bartolotta said. Vague allegations that over time turned into something a lot bigger. Yes, they turned into the truth. Actually, they were the truth from the beginning. Bartolotta questioned the timeline of when the alleged sexual abuse was reported to police several months after they occurred and after the girl's mother and stepfather had separated. He said that the girl was admittedly rebellious, butting heads with her parents over such things as chores, and had lied to them many times before. The alleged victim said she once admitted to Bujak that the allegations were lies, but she said it only because she wanted to leave after a meeting of at least an hour long with Bujak. The girl said that Bujak told her that he was a former police officer who had dealt with sexual abuse cases before, and that he did not have to report her allegations because nothing had really gone on. And this, another aside from me, he had never been a police officer, and he did have to report allegations. I felt angry and I was kind of anxious to get out of there, she said. I was also kind of scared because I didn't know what was going to happen. The girl's mother said that she did not feel she had the final say in whether her daughter was spanked by Bujak. I said yes because my pastor and my husband agreed to it, she said. The church operates that the men are all the heads. Like her daughter, Eichelberg testified that Bujak told her not to tell police about the spanking. He said, "Don't mention the spankings. They're not going to understand that," she said. "They're the world. We're following the Bible." So let me end this article right here. I received an email from Mrs. Eichelberg asking me to run this story on my blog, and I declined because I told her that I would have to make it plain that she was as culpable as the man that she had arranged to have beat her daughter. She didn't like this response from me, according to her, and I've heard this often from people who engage in abusive relationships with their children or their spouses, that now she and her daughter's relationship is better than ever. The reason that I'm bringing this up, I do think that Brenda Eichelberg is probably a Christian woman. I will say that even since this article was published in the Northwest Herald, she has once again remarried. So I think there are definitely some deep-seated problems there. This would make it probably her third marriage. But what I am getting at today is that nobody has the right to reassign the weight of conscience to any other human being. No woman has the right to reassign her conscience to her father, to her husband, to her pastor. Nobody has that right. We are given a conscience, and that conscience makes us accountable to God for the right things and the wrong things that we do. And as I explained to Ms. Eichelberg, she was culpable for having handed her daughter, who had told her the truth about being sexually molested, to a man who beat her for 2 months and then recognized that the girl had been telling the truth. She didn't like this, that I said it, but she tried to be polite with me. But today we are going to talk about conscience and our responsibility as women and our accountability, not to our fathers or to our preachers or to our husbands, although in our lives we may be accountable to those people, but always, every day, every moment, everywhere, and at the final judgment, We are accountable to God, and we will be discussing that today. Now, concerning BUJAC, I actually contacted the church, which was the Missionary Baptist Church in Elgin, Illinois, and I asked them what had happened to him. Well, he had resigned from the church, but they made it very clear, not because of this. The church, in other words, did not put him out of the church because he had behaved so foolishly and had also deceived a young woman who he was beating once a week. And so then I said, why have you not disciplined him as is required by the scripture? And the current pastor answered me and said, how do you know that we haven't disciplined him? And I said, because the church has made a public statement that he was not asked to resign from the church, but he felt that the Lord had finished using him there. And to that, I did not receive a reply. Once again, the Baptist code of silence has kicked in. That church is not going to discipline that man, and BUJAC is going to eventually get back into the ministry. Nobody is going to stop him, and nobody is going to warn anybody, except for me and a few other people who run websites, but nobody in the Baptist denomination is going to officially step forward and censure this man for his foolishness, his violence, and his deceptiveness.